Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss, back in the studio, where we're comfortable once again. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Boy, Rick, a few weeks ago when we were out at Joey's Pet Outfitters, boy, was that a blast watching all those crazy animals running around, wasn't it?
It was great. I felt like it was a special dog event. I felt like, as I mentioned out there, I keep thinking of the Happy Gilmore. He shows up at the first tournament, and it's all new and great.
Yeah.
Well, all these dogs walking into this beautiful, beautiful dog park out there, and you could just see they were looking around, and they were like, wow, you know, I felt like getting out a golf ball right there.
Oh, absolutely. But the problem is, Rick, that for as wonderful as that is for dogs, today we're going to deal with a topic that deals with cats. And unfortunately, it's not nearly as positive because, Rick, there's a lot of cats that need to be adopted this year. We've had a particularly tough year when it comes to stray cats needing adoption. The supply is up and the demand is not keeping pace.
Any rescue that deals with cats, I can see it in their eyes. It doesn't matter if it's been animal control, humane society, or the actual rescues we have on this show. You know when you talk to them that it's a big, serious problem. And you wouldn't know that living our daily lives. I mean, cats scatter when you come that are outside, so you don't really know it's happening. But it's happening out there. And as we'll find out from our local cat rescue, Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue, she's going to tell us pretty much how big a problem it really is.
Yeah, there is no doubt that there is expanding demand for that. We're also going to deal with a rescue organization that specializes in cats that have feline leukemia, which is a death sentence for cats.
Right.
But doesn't mean that they can't be a great pet for multiple years.
Right.
And these people are doing wonderful work.
Right. They have a heart of gold. You know, you can't ask for, you know, in our community, the pet community, you know, individuals like this are impossible. I'm not saying hard. They're impossible to find because you're asking to adopt and give attention to and love and caring to an animal that is destined to die a very short life. Now, it might be months, it might be years, but you still don't have that 14-year, 10-year, 20-year experience that you get with your average cat, and you also have to live under the stigma that it has feline leukemia.
Right. Then we're also going to talk with Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Cat Hospital, and we're going to deal with Wayne Morris, who has started Black Cat Appreciation, because, Rick, as we know, the black cats, they are the hardest ones to get adopted for whatever reason.
I'll attest to that.
Yeah.
I just can't. You can't appreciate how much of a stigma it is until you see it in person. And it doesn't matter what batch of cats that we get in, we will find the same scenario where black cats don't move.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.